Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us on this fine, beautiful Saturday.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're glad you can join us today. And today, we can review all the things we learned together.
You know, Marie, I thought that it would be a lot of fun to first talk about the weekend before we start working hard. The weekend is fun, so what are you going to do?
Oh, this weekend I'm going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to a new restaurant with my friends. Then we're going to see a really cool movie.
Hey, that's great. I was thinking about going to the mountains because it's really beautiful right now, even though it's cold. I think there's some snow.
Hey, then it's a good time to go. Well, are you going to cook any meals at home this weekend?
I have some friends coming over for dinner tonight, but I don't know what to cook.
Hey, try making some pasta. Do you remember that we had a guest this week telling us all about noodles and pasta?
Hey, yeah. That's a good idea. I think I can make chicken with fettuccine Alfredo.
Ooh. Maybe I'll come over. So, we had a lesson about food this week. So, what else happened this week?
Well, don't you remember? We had a mystery. Do you remember what happened? Hey, don't say the ending. You will ruin the surprise. We can watch it together just in case you missed anything.
And we also learned about the library. That was my favorite.
Let's start by reviewing and looking at those lessons again. Then we'll ask you some questions. Pay attention.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about food. Please help me welcome my guest, Chef Clara. Hello, Chef Clara. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob.
Clara, you're a food expert.
That's right. I'm a chef in a restaurant.
What is your favorite food?
I really like pasta.
Me too. Pasta is yummy. How do you cook pasta, Chef Clara?
Well, first, I boil some water. Then, I cook the pasta in it.
What simple sauce can we make for pasta?
We can make tomato sauce.
Tell us how.
First, cut some tomatoes into pieces. Then, mix those with olive oil, salt, pepper, and some garlic.
And then mix that with the pasta?
Yes, it tastes great.
How delicious. But now I'm hungry. Let's break for lunch.
Thank you for asking me to lunch, Alex.
You're welcome, Linda. What do you want to eat?
I want some noodles. What will you order?
I'll get the pasta.
Pasta and noodles are similar.
True. What is the difference between them?
I'm not sure. Oh, look, there's my friend James. Maybe he knows.
Who is James?
He's the new weatherman.
Oh, hey, Linda.
Hi, James. This is Alex.
It's nice to meet you, Alex. I don't want to interrupt your lunch.
Wait. Maybe you can help our discussion. What is the difference between pasta and noodles?
Well, pasta is made from a special kind of wheat.
That's interesting. And noodles?
Noodles are made from many kinds of flour, rice, and even some beans.
A boy is standing outside my home. He looks sad. I open the door and go outside.
What are you waiting for? Do you need my help?
I ask. He starts talking. His name is Mike. His bike is missing. But it was near his home 5 minutes ago. He tells me about an older boy. He is a bully. He always bullies Mike. We walk to Mike's house.
The bike was here,
Mike says.
And the bully lives there.
He points to a house. I look around Mike's house. I see bike tracks. I follow the tracks. But then I don't see the tracks. There is just a pile of garbage. Then I see the bully sitting outside his home. The bully is smiling.
What do you want?
He asks.
I am looking for something. It is very special, and my friend Mike needs it back.
Special? Your friend doesn't have anything special. His stuff is garbage. You can just leave now. Bye-bye.
He says and laughs.
Garbage? Thanks a lot,
I say. I look in the pile of garbage and find the bike.
Good morning, Rob.
Hi, Linda.
What are you doing?
I'm preparing for my class at the library.
Are you taking a class about books?
No. I'm teaching a class on job interviews.
That's great. You can give them some good tips.
I try to. The class is tomorrow. You should come visit.
Sure. Hi, Susie.
Hello, Taylor.
Are you busy after work?
Yes, I'm volunteering at the library.
Oh, what do you do?
I tutor high school students and help them with their homework.
How many students do you tutor?
I tutor 3 students a week.
Do they need more tutors? Maybe I can join the tutoring program too.
You should sign up.
So, what did you think of the class?
I really enjoyed it. The students ask good questions.
They are a great group of students.
These classes are a great service for our area.
I agree. The library has a lot of great services. There's free Wi-Fi, youth services, and even art exhibits.
The library also offers great books, DVDs, and magazines. I did it! I signed up to be a tutor.
Congratulations!
Thanks. I meet my first student tomorrow afternoon.
Are you excited?
Actually, I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. The students are nice and appreciate the help.
You're right. Everything will be okay.
The library provides movies. Let's watch one tonight.
That sounds like a great idea.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
Oh, great. I am ready for any question, Peter.
Well, let's start with our lesson about food.
Okay, well, sounds great.
I want you to guess a keyword from the lesson.
Pasta?
No, I think you're close. But this is something you can eat, so like pasta.
Oh, it starts with the letter N, I think.
Yeah, N, then it's O.
No, nothing. It's nothing.
No, it's not nothing, Marie. It's noodles. Here's another question, and I'm sure you will get it. How do you cook noodles?
Oh, I think this is an easy one, and I think I know the answer. You cook noodles in a pot. and you have to make sure the water boils.
Yeah, you put the noodles in after the water boils. It's pretty easy. So what's the difference between pasta and noodles? That's a little bit more difficult.
But I think I know. Pasta uses a special kind of flour, right?
Hey, very good. I knew you were paying attention, and I hope you were too. So let's talk about the mystery. There was a bully in it. What is a bully?
A bully is someone who says mean things. We don't like bullies.
Yeah, bullies can be at schools. Do you have a question for me?
I do. So, Peter, how did Mr. E find the bike?
Well, he talked to the bully, remember?
Yes, but how did that help him find the bike?
Oh, I understand. He said the word garbage. Your friend's stuff is garbage.
I still think you can explain this a little more.
Okay, well, he saw the bike tracks leading to the garbage. Then he talked to the bully. He said the word garbage, so he knew where the bike was. All he had to do was follow the tracks.
Very nice, Peter. Well, I am glad that Mr. E could solve the mystery and help that boy find his bike again.
Yeah. Well, friends, this has been fun reviewing, and I'm sure you need a little break. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Welcome back to the show, friends. So, which was your favorite lesson this week?
Well, my favorite lesson was food. You know, my favorite pasta dish is fettuccine Alfredo. I could eat it every day. I love talking about that topic.
I love spaghetti with some meat sauce. That's pretty good. Well, I liked the mystery. Mr. E made sure that bully didn't steal the bike.
Yes, he did. He is a great detective. Well, now it's time to watch our features from the week. This will be fun. Here we go.
Hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm cooking dinner for my family. What am I cooking? I'm cooking pasta. Do you like pasta? Well, I do. It is one of my favorite foods. It is not only delicious, it is also easy to cook. Right now, I'm making the sauce for my pasta. I can't wait to eat it. Pasta is a type of noodle dish from Italy. There are many different types of pasta. Probably the most famous type of pasta is spaghetti. Spaghetti is long noodles. People cook them in boiling water and then serve them with sauce. Pasta dishes are not very hard to cook. There are two main parts to a good pasta dish. First, you cook the pasta. All you need to do is to boil some water. Then cook the pasta in the water. After a few minutes, it is ready to eat. The other part of a pasta dish is the sauce. There are different types of sauces you can use. One pasta sauce is made from tomatoes. It is called marinara sauce. There is also sauce made from butter, cream, and cheese. This is called Alfredo sauce. And then there is a special green sauce called pesto. Each of these sauces gives a different flavor to your pasta, but they're all delicious.
My pasta is ready. I made spaghetti with tomato sauce, and it smells delicious. Haha, I almost forgot. There's one last thing I'd like to add to my pasta before I serve it. Cheese. Yes. Now, perfect. The pasta is ready. Thanks for joining me today, friends. I'll see you next time.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about borrowing things. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Library. Welcome to the show, Lai.
Thanks, Rob. It's great to be here.
Well, Lai, I have a question today from Kai Xiang Zhang of Shanghai, China. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Kai Xiang writes, in Chinese, both borrow and lend are translated by the same word, jie. So I often confuse these two words in English. Can you tell me the difference between borrow and lend?
Great question. Now I can understand your problem. Both these words have similar meanings, but they are a little different.
So, Lai, what is the difference between borrow and lend?
Well, the word borrow is close to the word when you take something. When you borrow something from someone, you take it from them with permission for a short time. Then you plan to return it later.
Right. You can borrow many things. You can borrow money from someone. You can borrow someone's car. You can borrow books from the library.
Yes. The word lend is similar to the word give. When you lend something to someone, you give it to them for a short time, and you expect them to return it.
So if I borrow your car, then I can say Lai is lending me her car.
Yes. So borrow is to take for a short time, and lend is to give for a short time.
Great. Thanks for answering our question, Lai. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hello, I'm home.
Oh, hi, Agatha the Beer. Welcome home.
Wow, I'm really hungry. What are you doing?
I'm cleaning. I've been cleaning all day.
Well then, you must be hungry too. What's for dinner?
I don't know.
What about chicken? Chicken sounds good to me.
Chicken? Oh, I have an idea. Maybe we can cook the chicken. Will you help
me to... Oh, what am I trying to say? Have you...
Let's cook one together now!
Yes, let's cook one together now.
You just used today's super sentence.
Super sentence, man?
I am super sentence, man. That is right. And here is today's super sentence. Let's do one something. You just said, let's cook one together now.
Yes, I did.
Well, a chicken dinner sounds delicious. Now, before I go, you should try one of your own super sentences.
All right. I love picnics. Let's have one this weekend.
Let's have one this weekend. Great. What about you? Do you have one for me?
I really want to eat. Eat some cake. Let's bake one later.
Let's bake one later. Super! Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And others need my help. I must go.
So, you want to cook a chicken?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's cook one together.
But I'm a little tired.
Oh, I have an idea. Mm-hmm. Let's have pizza. Let's order one now. And if you want cake, let's get one from the store later.
Okay, good idea. I'll order pizza. You continue cleaning. Hello? Hi, yeah.
Those features are great. It's a fun way to learn English. And we can always practice together here on the show.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. You can always come back on Saturday to review the lessons with us. And you can watch those conversations again.
Hey, Marie, I need to get a book.
Oh, well, are you going to the library to get it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there was some music I wanted to check out at the library. Can I come with you?
Well, yes, of course. Do you want to study too?
Sure, that sounds good, but I am getting really hungry.
Oh, I know. We're not allowed to eat at the library, so let's first go to the library, check some things out, then go to a coffee shop. You can grab something to eat, and I can read my new book.
Hey, great idea. I'm going to ask Taylor if she wants to come with us to the coffee shop.
Did you see her?
Well, she told me that she will be at the library, so we can see her there.
Hey, great idea. And friends, you did a great job today. We'll see you again right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.